This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Pentagon says it is not ruling out coordination with the Taliban on any future counterterrorism efforts in Afghanistan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley fought against the Taliban.
This is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
But asked directly if the U.S. may have to work with the insurgents against Islamic State militants and others.
It's possible.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin echoed Milley in calling a future relationship with the Taliban hard to predict. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Biden met with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday, who was in Washington seeking increased military aid and backing for his country's bid for NATO membership. Biden said in the Oval Office his administration wants even stronger relations with Ukraine.
The United States remains firmly committed to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity in the face of Russian aggression and our support for Ukraine's Euro-Atlantic aspirations.
The meeting was aimed at showing support for Ukraine's sovereignty in the face of Russia's seizure of Crimea and backing of armed separatists in the east of Ukraine. The administration said in a notification to Congress that a new aid package for Ukraine was necessary because of a major increase in Russian military activity along its border and because of mortar attacks, ceasefire violations, and other provocations. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.14%, the S&P gaining 0.03%, and the NASDAQ adding 0.33%. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A judge has conditionally approved the Purdue Pharma opioid settlement. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A federal bankruptcy judge has given conditional approval to a potential $10 billion plan submitted by OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to settle lawsuits filed over its role in the opioid crisis. Under the settlement, the Sackler family would give up ownership of Purdue Pharma and contribute $4.5 billion to the fund. The Sacklers would also be freed from any future lawsuits over the opioid crisis. U.S. bankruptcy judge Robert Drain said he will formally approve the plan Thursday if two technical changes are made. But nine states, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and the U.S. bankruptcy trustee oppose the settlement. The state of Washington plans to appeal. I'm Mike Gracia.
Japan reported a fresh contamination case involving Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, threatening to slow the country's sputtering inoculation campaign. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The health ministry said on Wednesday that contaminants in at least one of the incidents were found to be particles of stainless steel. It added that it did not expect the incident would pose an additional health risk. The findings were the result of an investigation by domestic distributor Takeda Pharmaceutical. Takeda said the most probable cause of the contamination was related to friction between two pieces of metal in the machinery that put stoppers on the vials. The company was citing a joint investigation with Moderna and Rovi, which bottles Moderna vaccines. The country suspended the use of over 1.6 million doses of Moderna shots last week after being notified of contamination in some of the supply.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Italy began requiring domestic travelers to show a green pass certificate on Wednesday in a bid to boost vaccinations and limit COVID-19 transmission amid threats of disruptive protests. The document certifies that the holder has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine more than 15 days ago, has tested negative in the past 48 hours, or has recovered from COVID-19 in the past 6 months. India has dramatically increased COVID-19 vaccination rates in its rural areas, where around 65% of the country's nearly 1.4 billion people live. India opened shots for adults in May, but the campaign faltered in villages due to vaccine hesitancy and misinformation. That trend changed in mid-July, and of the nearly 120 million shots administered in the past 3 weeks, around 70% were in India's villages, up from around half in the initial weeks of May. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.